Welcome to the Vet of Foods Health Show with Dr. Jay Apte. And today we're going to be talking about one of my favorite oils I like to cook with. We're going to be talking about ghee, and as we like to playfully call it, giddy for ghee. So welcome, Dr. Jay.
Thank you. I'm so excited to talk about ghee because I love ghee.
Me too. And just so people know, it's spelled G-H-E-E, and it's pronounced ghee. So, and it's a great oil to cook with for heavier, how can I put this? Higher level of heat, like coconut oil. There's not many oils you can do a higher heat, and ghee is one of them.
Yeah.
Would you agree? And so she's going to share with us what are the qualities of ghee, the nutritional benefits of ghee, and why, even though it's a saturated fat, which we're going to talk about, why it's actually not bad for us. Okay.
So let us begin with, let me just imagine, Carly, that it's a fall season, and you have gone out and your skin becomes so dry and all. So if you put a moisturizer on your skin and your skin is feels so good and moist and all, so that exactly does ghee to our system in the body. So when you eat ghee, it just kind of lubricates and moistens your each and every cell in the body. So they become so happy and they become so peaceful and all that. So let me just start with what is the difference between butter and ghee? Because a lot of people always have this question. And butter is only 80% fat, and it has about 20% water and some milk solid. So butter also has some protein and carb and water and fat. But when we cook butter, all the water evaporates and all the milk solids sit to the bottom. They become kind of a brown and crusty. And in the middle, you have like a very transparent, very clear, very pure form of the layer of fat, and that is called ghee. So it takes, if you cook 1 pound of butter, it takes about 20-25 minutes. But for all our listeners, we produce ghee, so they can just buy a jar from us. It's very easy for them. Then let me tell you how you have to store the ghee. Okay, a lot of people always think that they have to refrigerate ghee. When you make ghee, you just can pour it in a thick glass jar, or if you have a stainless steel container, you pour in that. In India, we always use a silver bowl to put the ghee, because we also, our body also needs little amount of silver, and when you put ghee in that, you just kind of get the best of both the worlds. Then second thing is, do not store that ghee in the refrigerator. Store it in your kitchen cabinet, because ghee is 100% fat. So like oil, we never refrigerate our oil. We keep it in the cabinet. The same way, you have to store ghee in the cabinet. If the temperature is cool, then the ghee solidifies. It looks like a coconut oil, solid. But when the temperature during summertime, when the temperature is a little warmer, then naturally these fats, coconut oil, and also ghee, melts a little, and you will see kind of a transparent layer of liquid ghee on the top. And that is good. Either way, it is solid or liquid, it is a good quality of ghee. Sometimes when we make ghee, it looks like a grainy, and those grains are the fat globules, and that is also the best quality of ghee. But one thing I want to warn all our listeners, that never dip a wet spoon in that ghee, because anything wet, when there is a water, things start going bad. They start ferment and the food gets spoiled. So always make sure that you use a dry spoon when you're spooning up, when you're taking your ghee from your jar. And that will be the best way to store that ghee for a long period of time. And do you know, Carly, in old days, they used to keep ghee for years and years, maybe even 10 years long. This is like a wine. Older the wine, better it tastes. Same way, ghee, older ghee, it has more medicinal qualities to that. Okay, so now you have prepared ghee, now you know how to store ghee, how to spoon the ghee and all that. So there are different ways you can use ghee during the day. The first best thing is drink a glass of lukewarm water and add 1 teaspoon of ghee in it. And drink that right after brushing your teeth in the morning. So when your system is completely cleansed in the morning, literally each and every cell will get that lubrication and the moistness of the ghee, and all the cells become very, very strong. That is one way of taking ghee. Or second way is you can add 1 teaspoon in your oatmeal, or you can spread it on your toast with your breakfast. You can saute, like you like, you can saute your vegetables in some amount of ghee. Or if you like rice or quinoa or something, you can top your food with 1 teaspoon of ghee. But it is best way to lubricate your body by taking 2 to 3 teaspoons of ghee every day. And trust me, even it is saturated fat, it does not increase your cholesterol. Even they did the research, and using ghee or consuming ghee every day, 2 to 3 teaspoons, it lowers your cholesterol. Because do you know, it has more, though it is a saturated fat, it has more medium chain fatty acids. So body, instead of using it as a saturated fat, body uses it as a carb. So body can digest that better. It even improves our digestion, and it also helps to kind of maintain our good weight. So ghee is beneficial so many different ways. Let me tell you a couple more ways to consume ghee. Lot of people, they have lost weight, they feel very weak, very debilitated. So they can take this ghee tonic, like drink 1 cup of warm milk, add 1 teaspoon of ghee in it, and 1/2 teaspoon of turmeric. And that is also the best tonic for all the pregnant women, because when the fetus is growing up in the body, ghee and turmeric helps to build good tissues on the body. It improves the skin texture and all that. So that will be the best tonic during pregnancy. That milk will also help you to sleep sound at night, and next day you also get good bowel movement. So there are so many benefits of that.
Then I think a lot of people don't realize that, you know, when they think of oils, like you're saying, you know, we slather oil on the outside, but it doesn't really get in the inside. From all the research I've done, you know, because our culture is laden with people having osteoarthritis, right, is because we got so crazed on these low-fat, low-carbs eating plans, and our bodies does need some nutritional, even saturated fats. It needs it to lubricate. Like she says, it doesn't just lubricate your cells. It literally lubricates your bones, your joints. It makes a big difference.
Yeah, and there is one more way you can consume ghee is you can take 1 cup of milk, add 1/2 cup of yogurt in it, add 2 teaspoons of ghee and 2 tablespoons of honey in it, and a couple of teaspoons of brown sugar or raw sugar, and mix it all this together. Even the name of that in Indian language, it is called panchamrut. Pancha is the 5. And amrut is a nectar. So when you add all these 5 things together, it tastes wonderful. But second thing, it helps to build good tissues on the body, improve our digestion, lubricate all the skin. And we think that we have only skin outside. No, but inside also, between all the tissues, there is so much skin. And ghee is helping us to build good quality skin and lubricates all the cells, lubricates your joints, lubricates your bones, even the muscle. Muscle need a lot of fat around it, and ghee provides the best quality of fat for that.
Exactly. Yeah. I also want to let everyone know that, as she says, Veda Foods, and actually Veda Foods ghee has not come out yet. However, Ayu Foods already on her hnwellness.com site, you can already purchase organic ghee that they make, and it's absolutely wonderful. And when I put together the blog post, I will actually have the link directly to purchase if anyone would like to experiment with it and explore. And it is an amazing thing for your body. So I just want everyone to really understand how important ghee is. We do need saturated fats for our bodies.
Yeah. And talking about the benefits of ghee, Carly, few months ago there was a special issue of Time magazine. And on the cover, it said, eat butter. And now cardiologists, the heart doctors, are telling patients that last 40 years, we were telling all the people to stay away from saturated fat. But now the research is showing that some saturated fats are good for the body, and ghee and coconut oil are among them. And those are, as I said, they are saturated fats, but they are medium chain fatty acids. So it really improves your heart health. So all the people who are just worried about not adding any fat or going for artificially hydrogenated fat, which is really bad, they should go for ghee. They should go for coconut oil and all these things, because it is very beneficial. Ayurvedically, ghee is boosting your immune system. Ghee improves your digestion. It is very important. If you think about, Carly, when we do some pujas or do some rituals, and you will see in that fire, we are pouring 1 teaspoon of ghee at a time, and that fire just flares up. That's what happens exactly in our digestive system, that improves our digestion. So the body can absorb all those good nutrients and all that. Then it makes our skin very lustrous. It improves our memory, because you know, on all our nerve cells, there is a myelin sheath, which is nothing but the fat. So ghee, directly being the pure form of fat, it also builds good myelin sheath, improves our memory, improves our energy level, and it also helps us to sleep very sound at night. A lot of people have this problem. So if they try this 1 cup of warm milk and adding 1 teaspoon of ghee in it and take it at night before bedtime, they will be able to sleep even better. So there are so many benefits about adding ghee. So I love that ghee, and I would recommend all our listeners to consume at least 2-3 teaspoons of ghee every day. And I'm good that you are a good testimonial for that.
Oh, I love ghee and I love coconut oil. I use them both daily. Mm-hmm. So we're gonna actually make this one really short and sweet for everybody, because this is just about ghee. We're gonna put together an entire blog post, which will have that little couple of those recipes that she talked about. We'll have the actual product up there for you. We'll have all the links to everything you need to know. And we're really excited for you to explore ghee and get your joints and your cells, and actually helps also with your brain. A lot of people don't know that. And
one more thing I want to add, Carly, that for example, I talk a lot. I teach in school, and I've been talking for 8 hours in a row. Then my voice becomes very hoarse. I won't be able to speak clearly. Just 1 glass of warm water, 1 teaspoon of ghee. Keep sipping that water, ghee water, and you will be amazed by how everything just kind of smooths and lubricates, and your voice is very clear, and you are able to talk for a long period of time. If your nose is very dry, put a drop of ghee in the nose. If you have dry eyes, put a couple of drops of ghee in the eyes. So wherever you can lubricate externally or internally, you can use the ghee. In old days, I remember in a lot of Indian history, they say, after the war, they used to use the ghee as a wound healer, because our skin is nothing but the fat. And ghee being the pure form of fat, they just apply ghee and the wound will heal. So there are so many benefits of ghee externally and internally. So I think ghee is the best thing that has happened to us.
I agree completely. We wish everyone a fabulous day. I really encourage you to go to hnwellness.com. You can also go to AyurFoods, AyurFoods.com, and explore more about ghee and other products. Mm-hmm. And we love your questions. Please feel free to ask me more things you want to know about. I'll put together an entire blog post with all the links, and I'm always delighted to have Dr. J with me. Thank you so much, everyone. Looking forward to bringing more new information next week. Have a great day.